It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 223, Eagle Bowl. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you could be so kind to ensure that you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe, write a review, and give your baby boy some 5 stars. What's the tea? What's going on, Purple Pants Posse? I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, okay? Because listen, this podcast almost did not happen. So y'all know, Sunday night, the Eagles were playing the San Francisco 49ers. And I was going, you know, just watch it by myself. You know, no big deal. And then Wendell was like, hey, we should go somewhere. And then at the last minute, he canceled. And then Derek was like, come over to my house. I'm, you know, we watching the game. And so I was like, okay. And I am actively working on trying to say yes, because I am noticing that, first of all, listen, you know your baby boy love to be in the house, in the bed, in the bathtub by myself, but I, you know, seasonal depression is real, and I go through my spouts, and I just realize that sometimes I'm isolating myself, and I'm saying no, and I'm like, oh, I'd just rather be at home. And so, you know, when Derek was like, come over, I said, all right, went to the store. Yeah, baby boy went, got some chips, you know, little party stuff. And so we were watching the game, and it was looking like we are going to win. And Derek's like, all right, everybody, let's go downtown. Now, Derek doesn't live too far from downtown. Now, I'm like, now, wait a minute, Derek. I just said I was coming over, okay? I got to get back home. I got to record my podcast. Derek was like, cousin, come on. Baby, we took to the streets of Philadelphia, okay? Broad Street. It was so amazing. And I feel like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, now mind you, that we ain't win the Super Bowl, okay? We're just going to the Super Bowl. But during the time that the Eagles, the last go round, I, you know, just watched it by myself. I didn't get to participate in a lot of the festivities. And so just to be out in the streets of Philadelphia, okay? People are just peopling. And it really was just such a fun time. I went out with some of Derek, you know, we all know Big D, Derek Frazier, some of his friends. And of course, you know, I'm from the city, so I'm out and about. I'm seeing people that I know. I'm like, hey, what you doing down here? What's going on? It was just a time, okay? Pick cars just stopped in the middle of the street. Blessed it. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. Okay, then on the next block, you hear, what's this, a little Uzi Vert. I just want to rock, 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 rock. Now, do you know me? I'm a people person. I'm like, okay, I got to go. I want to go down this street. I want to see this. I wanted to see it all. If I could have been invisible and just, because I don't know about y'all, Purple Pants Posse, but I am a people watcher. Like, I love to watch people. Now, there is a difference between staring and people watching, okay? Staring is rude. You shouldn't stare. Unless this is Addy, then you stare and say hi. However, people watching, for me, is like observing a scene, seeing people interact. Like, you know, just like it was just so much going on. And you know, Philly is just different. People climbing the telephone poles, pouring Hennessy down. People, they got like a wood board. They lifted it up, and this man was surfing on the board. A child. Now, listen, I don't want no parts of that. Okay. Nope. Get somebody else to do it. Then they climbing on top of bus stops. It's breaking. Like, it was just so much going on. But I just have to say this, is that, like, in this time where there is just such a divide, you know, police killings, just political, just so much going on, it really felt so good to like be out and just be proud to be from Philly. And it's just so many walks of life, so many people drinking and no issues, you know. And you know, listen, people drunk bumping into people, and no, like, just such a good, like, I was just like, yes, look at my city. I am so proud to be from Philadelphia. And as you know, one thing about me, two things for show, I am very proud to be from Philadelphia. Anywhere I go, and you know, I always tell people, Philly, Philly. And again, just, ooh, it was just so much fun. And you know me, I'm minding my business, Purple Pants Posse, and I'm probably telling y'all a little bit too much, okay? But I'm minding my business. And you know, it's a bunch of people, and they playing music, and I'm like videoing, and you know me, because listen, one thing about me, I am an auntie when it comes to whenever I get around people, all I want to do is just like video everything. Now, not everything, but like, ask Jack Atkins. Anytime I get around Jack Atkins, all I got is the phone in his face. That's just like, you know, I'm just a child. Maybe my age is telling. I'm giving very much auntie vibes, but I just really wanted to like capture the night. And there were like some funny moments and like some people. And you know me, I go up to people like, what's your Instagram? Let me, because I want to tag you. And so, child, you know, I was minding my business and Purple Pants Posse. And, it was just, you know, attractive, you know, and they were a part of this video, these people like in the middle of the street dancing. And so I was like, you know, went up to everybody, was like, can I get your Instagram? Because like, I want to tag y'all, whatever. And so I went up to the person, I said, hey, can I have your Instagram? I just want, you know, tag you. They was like, I don't have an Instagram. And so I thought that they were just really being like, I don't really want to give you my, so I was like, okay. And as I'm, you know, like, okay, walking away, they snatched my phone. I'm like, what's going on? Then, you know, child, they typed their number in my phone and they was like, I think my number's better than the Instagram. I said, now what in the Eagle Bowl is going on? Okay. So I'll keep y'all posted on that Purple Pants Posse, but not too much, okay? I don't need y'all all up in my business. But listen, it was just such a great time. And so the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Now, listen, I will say this. Now, y'all know me. I'm an Eagles fan. Early on in the season, when the Eagles were doing extremely well, I just was really nervous because us Philly sports fans, we go through a lot. Sometimes our teams don't deliver something, and Philly is a very vocal city. So I was just, you know, rooting from the sideline, like, I want us to get in the playoffs and then we get knocked out in the first round. Then we be like, oh, but listen, I just have to give it to our Eagles. And shout out to Jalen Hurts, because he did the damn thing. I don't know if y'all saw him on the pregame. He had the little purple on. So it was just a lot going on. And so, child, okay, I didn't creep back into my home until 3 a.m., like, I don't have to work the next day. Like, I don't have to deliver the posse a podcast. Yeah, when my alarm clock went off this morning, I was like, I'm blocking Derek Frazier's number. I'm never picking up his phone call again, because every time I link up with Big D, I don't crawl back into the house until the wee hours of the morning. But it was well worth it. And so I'm just excited. Go Eagles. I am really excited for this week's episode. So, you know, we got the church announcements, and it is giving very much a play-by-play segment. I figure it was fitting with the Eagles winning. So, you know, we are going to be talking sports this episode. So I've got my good friend Joey Hatch that is coming on, and we are talking all things the Eagles. We're talking the Super Bowl. We're talking Shannon Sharp. We're talking Matt Barnes. We're talking about the NBA referees. We're talking about Joel Embiid. No, I probably said that wrong. Don't judge me. So yeah, we're getting into all of the things of the things, and we have the freak of the week. So listen, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. What more do you want? Your baby boy is hype. Let's get into these church announcements. And on this week's church announcement, I just wanted to let the posse know the Bryce and Wynn Tour 44 has officially released our dates. If you, you know, paid attention to my social media and the Bryce and Wynn Present social media, Wendell and I dropped episode 1. Couples therapy. And you know, listen, we got some more episodes dropping. But yes, the Bryce and Wynn Tour 44 is officially coming to a city near you. We are headed to Toronto, Los Angeles, Seattle, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Boston, Philadelphia, and New York City. Tickets are available. Okay, Purple Pants Posse. You listen. And we got a lot of special things planned for y'all. The link is available. If you click the link in my Instagram bio, click the link in the Bryce and Wynn Present Instagram bio. But, you know, Wendell and I have spent a lot of time curating and putting so much personal touches to this tour. It's a lot. It's truly a labor of love. And I hope that you guys are able to see it reflected in the things that we are working to do, to not just make it watch parties, but, you know, expanding. We have collaborated with Empowered Inc., an amazing organization in which I'm going to tell you more about, but not now. But listen, you should see about it all on our Instagrams, Bryce and Wynn Present, and you know, on my Instagram. But listen, we coming, baby. We coming. We got a lot in store for you. Bryce and Wynn on the Tour 44. It's a purple pants play by play. We shoot a 3-4 every day. They can get feelable, A-OK. It's a purple pants play by play. And we are back this year with your Purple Pants play-by-play. And what a fitting time to bring the sports segment back to the Purple Pants podcast. And of course, you know, I can't talk sports unless I have the almanac of sports himself, Joe Hatch. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where's my bell at? I need a bell.
Please. No. Wendell don't need a bell. And you for no, sure.
I need like a gong or something. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because I'm different. I'm unique.
I can do a gong. Doug.
You hear me? No. I'm going to buy one for this.
Okay. Well, listen, I was going to get you one. But listen,
Joe. No. You can buy it. You can buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
All right.
We have so much to talk about. Not really, but listen, okay? It's E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! We're going to the Super Bowl.
I think people are going to hate me for like 2 weeks because I'm about to talk crazy.
Okay. So we had a lot of games happening on Sunday night. I know that the Philadelphia Eagles played the San Francisco 79ers at... Ooh. Is it not the San Francisco?
It's the 49ers.
So tell us.
One game. You said there was a lot of games. There was two games on Sunday. All right.
More than one is a lot.
No, more than one is a couple.
A couple can be a lot.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with you about that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you watched the game. What were your thoughts on the game? Do you feel like the Eagles played well? First of all, what I was just trying to figure out now, you know, I don't watch a lot, but for the 49ers, were they really readying their wide receiver because they did not have that fifth string quarterback?
Well, he is their running back. Christian McCaffrey, also known as CMC, run CMC run. He is their running back. And Brock Purdy, who is their third starting quarterback this season, he got injured in the first quarter. Was it the first quarter or second quarter while playing the Eagles? So he couldn't really throw. I think it was his elbow and his thumb, maybe. His thumb hit the helmet of Hassan Reddick off a pass. And then he went down. So they were like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? We only have two quarterbacks on the roster. So we're going to put this, I believe he's like a 12-year journeyman. A journeyman is somebody who plays for different teams throughout their career. So they could be in Philadelphia 1 year, Detroit 1 year, San Francisco 1 year, Kansas City the next.
Would James Harden, even though it's not football, be considered a journeyman?
No, maybe. He's only played on, was it three teams? Houston, the Nets, and Philadelphia.
Okay.
So not really. I think a journeyman's like, once you play, like you hit your fourth or fifth team, that's when they consider a journeyman.
Okay.
But yeah, so in order to throw the ball after their second string quarterback in this NFC championship game got hurt, Josh Johnson, shout out to the black quarterbacks.
Yes.
He got hurt. He went out with a concussion. Mm. His head bounced off the turf like a basketball. Once he went back into the locker room, they were like, we have to put somebody in the game who can possibly throw the ball. So they put Brock Purdy in the game to hand the ball off a few times. But once they needed to make a pass, they needed to insert Christian McCaffrey, who is their running back. He's very good. He had something like 70 touches. I'm just being exaggerative right now. He didn't have 70 touches yesterday. But they put him in the game to throw a ball, and I think he threw it. And there wasn't anybody within 20 yards of the pass that he threw. So they decided not to throw the ball like 10 yards, more than 10 yards down the field anymore after that.
Do you think that that is potentially what lost them the game?
That's not what lost them the game. I don't think they were ready. I don't think Brock Purdy was ready for the level of defense.
Now
it was like they were playing themselves, to be, if I'm being completely honest.
Now, when I went to lunch with Drew last week and I was asking you to give me your, I was like, oh, Joe, give me your, I can't. I'm like, well, just, I don't. Yeah. And then, okay. So I was like, well, tell me something good about the 49ers. And you said did you say their offense or their defense was like superb?
Their defense. Now, their offense is really good, too. But their defense was like, they had the number one defense in the NFL. Like, they were first in points against, first in, like, yards allowed, and first in, like turnovers or something. Something like, the numbers were just night and day compared to them and everybody else in the league. So, I was nervous about playing them. But once, you know, that first drive opened up, and we were able to score. You know, Jalen was doing Jalen.
Okay, listen.
You know what
Perp.
I'm saying?
Okay, they call him Perp. Jalen Perp.
No, they call him Batman. That's what they call him.
They call him Perp. Did you see his outfit?
Purple Rain. But they don't call him that. He felt the purple spirit yesterday. He must have been hanging out with you the night before.
Listen, okay?
I'm not mad at it, though.
He could hurt if he won.
Come, we're not going to keep it cute. Not too much on my bro.
Okay, sorry. So the Eagles did really well. So we are now. I always kept messing this up. So we are the Northwest Division East. The East Division champions.
NFC East
Divisional
champions, but we're also the NFC conference champions.
Okay, so we won the conference. Now, take us over to the West. Who are the two teams playing in the West?
It's not necessarily the West. It's just...
Is it the West Conference?
It is the AFC.
Oh.
AFC. The National Football Conference, the American Football Conference.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are teams in the AFC that are on this side, and there are teams in the
East. Okay.
Yes.
Correct. So who were the two teams playing in the other conference?
That was the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, and how was that game?
It was a good game. Patrick Mahomes was just doing absurd things with the football. He's an unorthodox player, and he can make some throws that you have never seen and probably never will see again. They try to teach, you know, when you're like doing things in the gym and they say, don't do things that way because you're doing it wrong and right. You don't want to create that habit. He's that kid that is just like, you can't explain it, but he's able to do things the wrong way and get good results.
I feel like that's like me. They always say stuff wrong, but if you know what I mean,
I still get the good results.
So who won that game?
Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to another black quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. So, although I've been seeing the comments, they were saying, you know, he's only like one and a half black or half black. Like, no. Now, a drop of blood. He's down.
Okay, he's a brother. So we have
right.
So now we have the Philadelphia Eagles and the
Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Now, we got brothers on brothers.
It's the first time in NFL history this has ever happened.
That we got a two brother quarterbacks.
And we got Jason Kelce versus Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Two actual brothers.
Oh.
First time in NFL history that that's happened.
Listen. Now, what is... We know that you're an Eagles fan, but the team that we are playing is
the Chiefs,
the Kansas
City Chiefs. Yes.
What? Tell me about them. Are they clearly they're a good team? But what should just do they have good D? Do they have good offense?
I'm not answering that question. But they're offensively, they are very good. Andy Reid, who used to coach the Philadelphia Eagles,
get out of here. That's
is
Andy.
The head coach over in Kansas City. So I'm actually excited. To see
that's
him
even again. More exciting for the Philly. Right. I mean, okay.
But who gets the credit for their offensive juggernautness? I think I just made that up. But
the brick.
His name is Eric Bieniemy. He is a black offensive coordinator, and he just draws up his schemes that he draws up are just incredible. And I love watching their offense.
Okay. How do you think the Eagles will fare against them?
I've been doing and saying this all season. I'm not trying to predict what's going to happen. I'm just very optimistic on the situation.
This is how my conversation with Joey a week and a half ago when I was asking him about the conference. Okay.
Well, if you know that, if you know me.
I mean, but I'm just saying we podcasting, so I want you to like.
Okay, so the Eagles are going to run down on that ass.
Oh. Jalen, if you listening. So we are very excited here in Philadelphia. We're going to the Super Bowl again. Hopefully we will take it home. We will definitely have to be back and report to you guys. But of course, there was a lot of other sports news going on. So I wanted to take this time to just, you know, get Joey's pick his brain on a couple of different things. So I see that Shannon Sharp. Okay, he's not a boxer, but it seemed like he ready to fight and rumble with everybody. What is going on with Shannon Sharp?
I think that was just from the game when the Lakers played Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. He was talking trash to one of the players. I don't know, it might have been Dylan Brooks. And Ja Morant's dad, who looks like Usher, ended up jumping in the mix. And there was a little bit of pushing and shoving. But they ended up piecing it up. So like the media won't show you that they actually pieced it up and it was all good at the game. But I don't know what was said, but it looks like both sides were equally disrespected and weren't going to take disrespect kindly. So, you know, as two males that are aggressive, if you're out and about and you see that, you know, it's people just trying to let some steam off. So that's all that was. They pieced it up, though. It's all good.
I
thought you were going to ask me about Shannon Sharp trending right now because he was trashing Jalen Hurts all year, saying how he hasn't been anything since we had Carson Wentz and he wasn't going to go nowhere or do nothing. And now we're here. So what Uncle Shay got to say? I love you, Uncle Shay, but what you got to say now?
We're listening, Shannon Sharp, because the last that I checked, we the ACWEU conference champions.
Say it with me. NFC.
NFC. Conference period. Champions.
Just NFC champions.
Okay. NFC champions, Shannon Sharp. Is this Jalen Hurts' first time going to the Super Bowl?
It is.
Oh.
And I believe, is this his fourth season? It might be his fourth season, but he's just... People gave up on Jalen. I wasn't one of those people that gave up on Jalen. I had faith in him. Once they went out and got A.J. Brown, somebody who played with in college, and, you know, they drafted Devontae Smith, who we also played with in college, you got to have that camaraderie and that chemistry on the field. So once the offensive coordinators and Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie went out to get the people that he played with before, it was, you know, a difference of night and day between last season and this season.
Okay, because I mean, the Eagles have been killing it all season long, you know, and I, as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, I didn't jump right on the bandwagon because.
You just bought that hoodie last week, didn't you?
Not too much. I had the hat for over 2 years, or I had the hat since the last time we got on the Super Bowl, but I did purchase my Eagles hoodie from somebody selling it. You know, when you be driving down the street and they be like selling the Eagle merch. Yeah, I had got it on Saturday.
Okay.
But you know, listen, I support my team. But again, it was just hard because Philadelphia sports fans, and I'm sure a lot of cities are like this, but I just also feel like Philadelphia is just so different. Like, we are a different breed of fans, and when we happy, we're happy. So last night, right? This just goes to show you how Philadelphia is. So last night, I was in the mayhem, and out of nowhere, they just started chanting, "Oh yeah, F Ben Simmons, F Ben Simmons." Now, how did he get in it?
Right. And it's crazy because, like, the last time, you know, walking down Broad Street after the Super Bowl, when, you know, it was a night game, that's expected. We played at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the city was shut down from 6 p.m. to like midnight. If you had anywhere to go downtown Philly, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, so do I. There were people stopping their cars, turning up music and just getting out and dancing. And
people falling through the bus stops.
Oh, my God.
Turning over cars. It was wild last night.
It was mayhem. But this is another thing that I will say, which is just so... You're from Philadelphia, so you know how I know. Philadelphia is, of course, we're the city of brotherly love. But Philadelphia is a very sectional city, like most cities, you know, gentrification and just like zoning. There are areas in Philadelphia that are Black, white, Asian, Italian, like, you know, it's a great city, but at times like that, you know, a lot of not great things happen in the city. And the thing that I was telling my friends and just people that I was talking to was that, what a world of difference last night. I mean, I'm out there 12 o'clock at night, practically by myself, whistle wet, and... I'm safe. Like, not that I'm safe, but like, you know, like, no,
I know exactly what you mean.
The love, the like, you know,
when we're winning, the city is like the best place to be because everybody loves each other. Nobody sees color. Nobody sees religion. It's just like, yo, come here, give me a hug. And I wish it was like that all of
right.
the time.
Right. I just think of how can we channel that? And for me, it's just what I always just preach is that if we focused on what brings us together as opposed to like why we are, what makes us different. And again, different needs to be celebrated. But again, it was just the diversity. Well, I mean, it was diverse, but I mean, it still was, you know, majorly a lot of one particular, but just the love, the camaraderie, just the like, you know, I saw a lady trip. 10 people went to, like, it just was just so much fun and just so much love. And it just really made me proud to be from the great city of Philadelphia. Now, somebody else that I wanted to talk about.
Okay? Talk to me.
Matt Barnes.
Uh-oh. I knew it was coming at some point.
Listen, I love me a Matt Barnes. I love when he used to play, when he was married to Gloria. I just, you know, if you asking me, Matt Barnes is my type. If I were to have a type, I just like Matt Barnes. I like his podcast with, what's his name? Is it Steven? No.
Steven Jackson.
Yes, Steven Jackson. Love the podcast. Also listen to the Barnes brothers, his twin sons. They have a podcast. And not for nothing, I follow them on YouTube as well, but I learn a lot of information from them twins. That's only like 13, like the amount of knowledge and how you see Matt just bestowing his love of sports onto his children. It's just practically amazing. However,
they're following him, you know,
right. And I love it. And yeah, he's training them up. They like,
yep. Come on, church.
Come on, train them up. Okay, teach them right, spare the rod, spoil the child. But we know Matt, okay? And I don't, if y'all don't know who Matt Barnes, he used to play for the Lakers, right? No,
did he? He played for a few teams, but Lakers, Warriors, he was around.
Right. If you watch Basketball Wise, you know, the first three seasons, his wife, Gloria, was on there. Then, you know, Matt and Gloria, they had a not so great divorce. There was just a lot of custody issues. You know, Matt found out that one of the ex-coaches on the Lakers, was then dating Gloria. He drove 4 hours to the house, popped up. Like, you know, so Matt be about that life. But Matt has since calmed down. He has a new fiance. He's got another child. They have a blended
family.
She's
fine, by the way, too. My
Matt
God.
Is delicious as well.
No. I didn't say Matt. I said his fiance.
Well, Matt's delicious.
But we off that.
Well,
come on, okay. Talk to me.
And so at... You know, so Matt been calm. Matt has not been in the news lately, but when the San Francisco 49ers played their game before the Eagles and won that game, Matt Barnes was in attendance, and apparently his fiance's father of one of her children was there, and they got into a little scuffle, and whew, I don't know why this did it for me, but, and again, I don't condone this by any means, but Matt, like, spit on him.
No, that was a loogie. That was more than spit. That was, yeah. He bought that from his feet, and wow.
And of course, now the police are looking into pressing charges, but first of all, to the baby daddy, like, don't think, like, you who should know better.
Who is her ex-husband? Not just the baby dad, her ex-husband.
Oh, it was ex-husband. Okay.
Yes.
It was, what's his name? I think his name is David Peterson Jr.
Okay.
I don't know who he is. But she stated the incident happened after the bitter baby dad. So this is, I think her name is Anissa Sims is Matt's fiance. And she has kind of now reached out and coming into the defense of Matt and saying that she stated that the incident happened after the bitter baby daddy baited Barnes after already harassing and threatening to kill both of them on multiple occasions. So,
multiple,
you know,
yeah,
Matt don't play that. Right.
He said he's going to kill him with his Glock. And he said he wanted to run her over with his car and watch her bleed out. And that's because he's just bitter. He's called the cops to the Barnes house several times saying that, you know, it was his turn for custody of the kids, which it wasn't. She has receipts of the conversation saying that, you know, it's not your week. I'm going to bring the kids to you. You don't have to come over here. Like, I don't want you to, you know, even interact with my fiance. We're good over here. And we should only be talking through this, you know, this app that allows us to contact one another. I don't need your number. You don't need my number.
Right.
This is how we communicate. So he's just being a bitter ex-husband, if you will.
And so just shout out to the man. I just love Matt Barnes. And yeah, when I see you, it's going to be smoke. Okay.
Shout out to All the Smoke Podcast.
All the Smoke Podcast. Okay. You got that. So although I don't condone physical violence or spitting on anybody, but I mean, if Matt wanted to spit on
something. Oh, God. Where's my dong at?
So that is Matt Barnes. Now, mind you, here's another thing that I wanted to talk about. The NBA refs. Joseph, it seems to be a lot of things going on with these refs missing calls now or not calling things. And I don't know whether or not if it's intentional or if it's on purpose. But more recently, I can think when LeBron was playing the Celtics with Jason Tatum.
And correct.
LeBron adamantly was saying to the refs, like, y'all missed this, y'all missed this, y'all missed this. And they did nothing in the game. And then after, they came out with the official statement saying that, in fact, they did miss it. And
I mean, Stevie Wonder could see that they missed the call. And that's no, I'm keeping cute for Unc. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's no spice on my Uncle Stevie. But people are saying that the refereeing and in all sports this year have been awful. There's been some missed calls, and you know, I'm not saying that I'm a part of the referee brotherhood, but I am a certified referee. You know what I'm saying? I could be out there refereeing your next game. You know, hire me if you want to.
Okay.
But yes, the referees have been missing some calls, and the players are getting fed up, and they're starting to say that sometimes the referees need to take accountability, and the leagues need to take accountability for that as well. They're so quick to punish the players, but never the referees when they're in the wrong. So I think there just needs to be a little balance.
And I just feel like with this digital day and age, there's drones, all of these cameras. I just feel like how can it be missed? And I was talking to one of my sports fanatic friends, Sarah, who is a Celtics fan. And she was saying that
my friend Sarah,
shout out to the one and only Sarah. She was saying how on one of the games that they missed a call for the Celtics and it pushed them into overtime. And then the Celtics lost because of this missed call. Like, and I feel like now that's huge.
I mean, you can say the same thing for LeBron because he was going for a layup with seconds left on the clock and Jason Tatum clearly smacks him on his left arm, but the referees do not call it.
So how do you feel as so, and also just the way that you just came back very LeBron, are you not a Jason Tatum fan?
No, I'm not. I mean, I do like Jason Tatum. I have no smoke against him. It sucks that he plays for the Celtics. I wish that he played on the Sixers, you know, but and I'm not like defending LeBron, but like a missed call is a missed call. And I'm for fairness.
And so you are, if people don't know, Joey plays a lot of sports. Joey is, you know, the MVP in flag football during the wintertime. He's in a football league. He just came back from the championships in Tampa. Sorry, I'm putting all Joey business out there. So Joey stay, like, I don't even understand how Joey does it because the games be at like 7 a.m. And I'd be trying to come support, but I'd be sleeping. But so Joey is very, I won't say athletic, but Joey is.
Oh,
very-
no, you better say athletic because if anybody on the Purple Pants Posse wants to check rock or see me on the field, we can do that. Like it gets real spicy on this side.
Okay. But listen, you want to play soccer? Because I was on the.
You don't even want to smoke in that.
Listen, Joey, now, Joey, I've played varsity. I've played soccer.
We're in Brickyard.
I was on the varsity soccer team in high school. So I listen, I
what
might
that mean
I got smoke with the feet.
Oh God.
So I just
everything's
say
making sense now.
No, I say that to say you being somebody competitive, like, is that the way the cookie crumbles? Like, is that the nature of the game that, like, you know, ultimately they didn't call this, and because they didn't call this, now they just made a shot and now we're in overtime and they win the game? Like, how?
I think you worded it correctly. I mean, yes, we did happen to lose the game on a missed call, but it shouldn't have had to boil down to a missed call. Like, if you want to win the game, you should win the game regardless. So yes, sometimes you win. Sometimes you win and lose, not of your own volition. Sometimes it just happens because things were missed or things were seen, depending on how you look at it. And, you know, you just have to live with it.
But I just also feel like if a player is that adamant that he was fouled, why y'all just can't replay the tapes? Why does it take after the game for then y'all to come out and say, like, yes, we did miss this call?
I think that's one of the things that the players are saying and want to try to change, because in certain sports, I believe like baseball and tennis, they can look at it just like that and be like, nope, that was a wrong call. Let's go back. And in certain instances in basketball, they can go back to see, you know, if it was a 2-pointer or a 3-pointer, and be like, oh, that person's foot was on the line when they shot it. That was only 2 points. And then they take one of the points off the board and you could lose the game that way. So there, with technology, there is the technology out there. It's just all about how they can implement it. And I think the biggest thing is the time frame, because they're trying to shorten the length of some of these games. And for viewing purposes, you know what I mean? Everything's all about ratings nowadays. So they're just thinking about how they can implement it and also keep the game time or runtime down. So that's the word, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but that's what they're looking to do in terms of implementing.
So, and if they implement that with, it's like keeping the game time down, then that means more technical errors like this are going to occur because they don't want to spend the time on going back and reviewing. I don't know. Just for me, it just questions like the continuity of the game, in which, like, I want to play a fair game. And if I'm fouled, I want to be called foul. But I understand that not every call is going to get called. And sometimes you see it when you're an away team at a home stadium, and sometimes you feel like they ain't giving us nothing. And it seems like the home team is constantly being able to, like, oh, they fouled you, they fouled you. So I don't know, maybe it's the name of the game. Another topic that I did not put on our list, but of course, you know, and every Purple Panther I play, we gonna talk LaMelo Ball.
Oh, God.
You know, my... Y'all, if you listen to the Purple Pants podcast, if you know, I love LaMelo Ball. I stand, okay, number one. He's just the best. But I want to ask you this question because this is his, I believe it's his third season as an NBA player, the franchise player of the Charlotte Hornets. And he suffered some ankle injuries during the offseason and supposed to be repaired. But it seems like every other game, the love of my life is being escorted into the locker room because of this ankle. Do you feel like he is doing too much and that, like, it's not healed? Or is this the nature of being a professional athlete?
I think it's the nature of being a professional athlete nowadays. There are more injuries. There are more concussions. These players, and this is just across all sports, they're more athletic than they once were, and the training is more rigorous. So yes, as the healing process and the doctors' technology gets better and they can tell you what to do, I think they were saying some, I think I heard a crazy stat the other day, like basketball players' bodies are, they're not meant to be, shut up. They're not meant to be moving, stopping and starting and jumping at the level that they're doing it at. So that's why the injury is going on. Now, I can't speak for Anthony Davis or LaMelo Ball, but these players are that are getting injured and they're sitting out longer periods of time because their bodies aren't meant to, human bodies aren't meant to be doing the stuff that these NBA players are doing. So that's what I'm going to say to that effect. Like, it's just, it's the nature of like how sports are now, how sports are evolving.
Right. I just get worried because it's like, for me, I just feel like, just come to Philly, sit in my house for 3 weeks. Let me nurse you back to health. Let me massage your ankle. Let me, like, you know, let me cater to you. Cause baby, this is your day. Do anything. Want to give my breath, my strength, my will to you.
I'm gonna make sure I get you that contract.
I can do, okay. But I just get so worried because it's like, it's the same injury. And so for me, it's just like, sit down. But I understand, I understand the team wanting him to play. And he's a young athlete. I'm sure he wants to play.
He wants to play.
So I just, it just...
Just think about it. When we were young, like, if you, you got hurt out... when we were younger, we were out in the playground and doing all of that. Like, if you got hurt, you didn't want to go home. Like, you just toughed it out. You're like, whatever, I'll just play through this little injury that I got. And that's what, how some of these younger guys are thinking. Like, no, I can kind of tough it out. But, you know, the teams, the organizations, coaches, they're like, no, you're, you know, $100 million man. We gotta sit you down for a little bit to make sure that you're right, so we can continue selling these tickets and, you know, continue paying you.
Right. So that's my Mello. Get well. And, you know, that's now my next and last topic. Now, I'm probably going to say this name wrong. Back to our Sixers. Joel
Embiid.
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 Joel Embiid.
Embiid, correct.
Okay, he is our franchise player over here at the 76ers. And you know, if the Super Bowl is around the corner, yes, I know the Super Bowl and the Sixers aren't the same thing. However, around my birthday and around the Super Bowl time is what?
Around who birthdays?
Our birthdays.
Okay.
Joey and I are both Pisces, and our birthdays are practically a week apart. Right. We're Pisces, team Pisces. Okay, Pisces season is coming. So around our birthdays, the Super Bowl, and then normally All-Star Weekend.
Correct.
And we love All-Star Weekend. But it seems to be a trend with Joel. He'll make the All-Star team, but why is he not starting? Is this political?
It's not really political. It's more so, you know, the starters is more so a popularity thing. So that's left up to the nation to vote. Like there's however many votes that go in to say who the nation wants to see starting. And there was four forwards that were getting a lot of the votes for the starting position, but there's only three starting spots. So the starters, I believe, are Kyrie for the guard position. I forget who's another guard. It's slipping my mind right now. But the four forwards, we have Giannis Antetokounmpo, we have Kevin Durant, we have Jason Tatum, and we have Joel Embiid. So there's four people vying for three spots. And Jason Tatum is having an incredible year right now. So that's why they're saying, you know, the nation wants to see him start. But I think Joel's is using this for food because he is, I mean, I'm sorry, using it as fuel because he is playing at a incredible clip right now. So I want the league and the nation to keep disrespecting Joel because he's getting angry and he's, you know, we're the number two seed in the Eastern Conference right now because he is, that's how mad he is. So, you know, don't let him start. Cool. He's going to get an All-Star game, do his thing. And, you know, when it comes playoffs time, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody, especially them Celtics.
Okay. Listen, you
thank
heard
you
first.
For the bell.
Is will LaMelo be playing in the All-Star game?
Can he walk?
Don't do that.
I don't know. I haven't seen the Charlotte game this season. And I love the Charlotte broadcast because their announcer is one of the favorite and one of my favorite announcers in sports. He's just so, you got to come over here for a game one day and we can watch it and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But it sounds like he's always injured. So like he probably will get a bid to play in the All-Star game, but if he's not healthy, I don't know if he will. And so I meant to say this. So Kevin Durant is deemed as a starter, but he's been hurt for the last month and a half. So I don't know if he'll play in the All-Star game. So if he doesn't end up playing, then Joel will get that starting spot.
And let me just ask you a question about the All-Star game. Are they really playing full out or is it giving
having fun?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Who?
The Harlem Globetrotters?
Trotters. Correct. No, like they're just, it's for entertainment purposes. So it's not Harlem Globetrotters basketball. You know, they realize people buy tickets because they want to see scoring. They're not really playing until probably that last, not even quarter, probably the last like 10 or 7 minutes left in the game. That's when you'll start seeing them like actually hoop. But, you know, they know that people bought tickets because they want to see the alley-oops. They want to see people get crossed over. They want to see Steph Curry shoot from beyond half court and sink it. So I'm not going to say that it's Harlem Globetrotters, but kind of maybe along those lines, you know, entertainment purpose only.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Harlem Globetrotter?
Trotter
game before?
No, I have not. Or maybe when I was younger.
I went when I was like, my mom took us when we were like 11. I didn't want to go.
But like 4 years ago, right? Yeah, I understand.
Exactly. So
but shout out to my homegirl Fatima and my boy Mark. They're actually on the Globetrotters as we speak.
Really?
So. Correct. Yes.
Well, when are we going to a game?
I mean, whenever you want to.
Listen, well, first of all, we got to get to Charlotte first, okay?
Okay.
We got to see.
I got a football tournament down there in a couple of months, so you can come with and then we can go to make it to a game.
Hopefully, well, yeah. The NBA should still be playing. But mind you, somebody asked me, first of all, when we were in Houston, here's another not funny story. We were in Houston for Bryson Wynn Presents. Ooh, you know, the Tour of 44 is coming soon. But we were in Houston for an event. Danny McRae, Kiki, Ozzy, Joey, Wendell, Sharia.
All the stars in the building. We get it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, mind you, I'm minding my business at a table, y'all, and I think I'm with like Uncle Carl, I'm with Sharia and Wendell and Joey. And so we're at like a Danny and Kiki picked this spot. We're at a like a pretty popping spot for a Wednesday night. Like, you know, there could be people in there. So again, I'm minding my business.
Now, that spot was going up on a Wednesday night.
No,
it was crazy in there.
For 1,000% sure. If you, Joey got a photo, I think he posted it, you know, because Joey is also one of those people that you take a photo of him and he'll let it marinate for 3 months and then post it. But if you go to Joey's Instagram, joe.hatch,
joey.hatch
on Instagram, all of the fire photos that you see are taken by me. But anyway, back to my story. I'm just minding my business, eating a Southwest egg roll, drinking a cocktail, talking to Sharia, Uncle Lloyd, Uncle Carl, his niece, and Joey and Wendell walk over to me on both sides, pause, and they grab me on my shoulder and they're like, don't act crazy. And I'm thinking, what do y'all want? They're like, LaMelo Ball just walked in. You tell me what happened, Joey. What happened after that?
You went on a tear to go find him.
And I tripped over a chair. You
tripped over a chair.
Because I lost my mind.
Okay. We're trying to tell you, don't lose your mind.
But he wasn't even in there, y'all. Like, they just did. Now, somebody light skinned and tall.
He looked like LaMelo.
And they told me my body started shaking. I started sweating. I got up. I went running and I tripped. Now everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. But anyway, I say this to say that somebody in my DMs recently was like, you love LaMelo Ball. Would you ever want to meet him? And I think
you handle it.
Kelly, can you handle this? Michelle, can you handle this? Spicy, can you handle this?
Nope.
I know I can't handle this. Woo! Barely. No, listen. I don't think I would want to meet LaMelo. Because I feel like, first of all, I see enough of how LaMelo interacts with fans, and it's very limited. It's very like, and you know how I get, Joe. I would be the most awkward, weird. I don't think I would ever want to meet.
Maybe
him.
He's awkward and weird though. Y'all might get along.
I don't know. I would probably need someone like you to be there to be like, hey, he's your biggest fan, and I just stand there and be like, hi. And then we just get the photo. Okay. And it's like, yeah, but I don't know if I want to meet him. Cause it's like, I'd like to be in the space where I could smell what LaMelo smells like.
Only you. Literally, you're the only person in the universe that would say something like that.
Because people have sense. Like, not like a, like, I mean, now Dan will say, Bryce, you going left. But for instance, like, I know what a Joe Hatcher scent is. Like, I just know what you smell like. I know what people smell like. People, like, you know, I categorize smells. I could lift up a shirt and be like, is this mine? Is this Joey? And I could smell it. Not that the shirt smells or anything. And I could be like, right, this is Joey's. Like, I categorize my scent. So I would love to just like be in the area that I could just smell a LaMelo. And I mean, if LaMelo wanted to like
a smello,
okay? If Mello wanted to be Matt Barnes, and I mean,
oh, that, God,
that will work as well. But listen, this is your Purple Pants play by play. Let us know if we should be doing these more often, because I've been telling Joey we need to do them more often. But Joey be busy. But Joey, what you got going on? Where can the people follow you at? Let them know the greatness of the
you can follow me on Instagram.
Not the sexy voice. Oh, man.
Follow me on Instagram. It's at joey.hatch, joey.hatch. All the fire pictures you see are taken by the one and only Perp. And hopefully I'm in a city near you playing a show soon. I'm playing for a couple of artists now, so we'll keep you updated on that as the shows come rolling in.
All right. Well, listen, this has been your Purple Pants play by play.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me, might be you, might be.
And we are on to this week's freak of the week. Now, last week, I'm minding my business, you know, laying in my bed, and I'm doing a little peruse through the YouTube, watching different people's YouTube channel. And, you know, my people, the Roberts, Glenda and Lumumba from season 34 of The Amazing Race, friends of the show, they announced on their YouTube channel, they did a video that Boom Boom is officially coming. And if you listened to the interview that Brooke, Cam High, and I did of Glenda and Lumumba, we asked them like if children were in their near future, and they said that they wanted children. And I was like, well, tell us a name. And they're like, well, we've been calling it Boom Boom. And so they made the announcement that they are going to be parents. I am like screaming from the top of my lungs. I am so excited for Glenda and Lumumba. And of course, you know, all of the major networks like People Magazine picked it up. And it's just so exciting just to see people that, you know, you love on the TV. We loved everything about them. And to know that they are expanding their family is just so exciting. And listen, Uncle Bryce is thrilled. So listen, head over there to Glenda and Lumumba's Instagram page and send them congratulations. And if Boom Boom is this week's freak of the week, that means we are coming to a close of another amazing episode. Thank you for always supporting your baby boy, showing love. It is truly appreciated. And if you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever it is that you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe, write a review, give your baby boy some 5 stars, and don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the Eagle Bowl, because it's a...
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.